Bob, congratulations for the second night in a row. You got some runs via the power. How good to see out of Manny tonight.
It's good to see. Anytime we can get one swing of the bat, more than one run, we feel pretty good about it. I think our numbers are pretty good when we homer. That's two really good pitchers we beat the last couple nights, and Bass was on his game today, so it comes down to one swing. You know, you stay with it, you keep grinding on and pushing and whole bit on, you know, everything you can do to try to get somebody in scoring position and score a run. Ended up being two, so yeah, it's feels good to beat two really good pitchers.
Strong effort out of Blake tonight as well.
Yeah, that's, you know, a little bit of a spot in there where, you know, maybe wasn't proficient with the strikes, but when he throws the ball over the plate, as you see, he only gave up four hits, a couple walks, five strikeouts, and no runs. So I think, you know, a really good push for him to try to get on a roll here and get some consecutive starts in a row where he feels good.
How important was that outing for Morejon for you guys tonight?
That was big. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a guy that we have big expectations for. You know, we're down some guys in the bullpen, and you know, where the matchups were coming up through there, it was kind of fit for him. And you know, I think anytime you elevate a kid like that into a bigger situation and he has some success, you're going to benefit from it.
Can you give us an update on Luke and Trent? Are they okay?
Yeah, Luke was kind of ended up being below his hip. I think it was his right side. Once he ran, he felt pretty good. Grish, he's back locked up. I mean, there are a lot of things that happened on that play to him. I thought originally it was his ankle, but I think it's his back that's locked up a little bit right now. We'll see how he is a little bit later. If we have to give him today, tomorrow, we will, but I don't think it's something that will be lengthy.
You think Morejon, I mean, if that's the stuff that he has, can he handle those kind of high-leverage spots more frequently?
He does not seem like much bothers him. I mean, I think my conversations with him are like three or four words at a time. He doesn't say a whole lot, and when he's on the mound, he doesn't show any emotion at all. He's throwing the ball over the plate, you know, plus velocity. His breaking ball's coming around too. So, you know, we're willing the second half of the year here to do whatever we can to give ourselves our best chance to win.
Snell's 85 pitches were second fewest. The decision to take him out after five?
I didn't want him going back out there and having to get him at around 100. There's some guys on base, I think, you know, potentially. I think he got a little bit tired as the game went along, too. When I talked to him in between innings, I felt like it was the right thing to do. I also wanted him to have a good game and something to build on.